Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Corrie Badash, who's the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel. And Corrie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you very much.
Corrie, a lot of us, because we are Shabbat observant, are unable to watch live the hostage releases on Shabbat. Can you give us an account of exactly what happened on Shabbat with the hostage release?
Yes. What happened on Shabbat was the continued implementation of the phase one of the plan that was put in place in December. The initial people, the most pressing cases were women that were supposed to come out, or I would say live women. And after that, then the most pressing humanitarian cases, quote unquote, of men over 55 and very injured people. So it's been dripping out every Shabbat since the start. And this past Shabbat, three men came out. And what was stark and what really jarred people is to see the condition that these three men came out, how they came out.
Yeah.
Right before the war, there were three men, robust, with families, healthy, and they looked gaunt, emaciated, echoes of the Holocaust, it really sent, shockwaves through Israel to understand what conditions these people, our brothers and sisters, have been dealing with for the last almost 18 months.
When I've seen these pictures, it's just reinforcing my belief that there are things worse than death. And both for the hostage families and the hostages themselves, being exposed to this constant torture, and the families knowing that to be the case, is possibly walking right on the verge of, or on the border, the divide between sanity and insanity. What's your thought on this? I mean, how do we move forward with this, Corrie?
Yeah, just to put a exclamation point on what you just said is, I'm not getting into the politics of, what people are saying. I want to, and what's the priority? We must protect and save our brethren. These are our people. And like you said, it's not just that we, Israel has, before the start, there was 98, 99 of the hostages that were remaining, around 33 that were understood to be dead, according to Israeli sources. But every second of every day, and some of the hostages are coming out, we've reported that people are being kept in cages, even to today, that there's one hostage that is still there, that one of the hostages came out just this past Shabbat, that there was a sign of life, and his family didn't know anything from the first day. You're talking about the hostages themselves. Let's talk also the families here. Obviously, yeah. What they're going through there is horrendous, brutal, every day, not every second of every day, on multiple levels, physical, mental, and everything else. But Eli Sharabi, he was on stage. I don't know if your listeners saw this. He was on stage when the Hamas paraded them in front of their sign with the guns and their mask, and they're saying, "What are you looking forward to? Say you're looking forward to seeing your daughter, your wife and daughters." And he says this. He didn't know that they were already killed, and the Hamasniks were laughing when he was saying he's looking forward to it, and he was only informed 10 minutes later when he was in Israeli hands. So this is another level of torture for them and the families that are remaining. It's unbearable, even to such an extent that, you know, I don't know if you're listening or heard the tone of President Trump yesterday saying, I don't know discussing, you know, the condition of these hostages that are coming out, how they're being treated, and that losing patience and something has to happen. And I just want to contrast this, how the CNN reported when the Israeli, when the Hamas terrorists leaving Israeli prisons are treated. They said, oh, and it's also been reported that some of the Hamas terrorists being released have also lost weight. These terrorists that are in Israeli prisons complain when their cable TV is limited to just 2 hours a day.
You know, Corey, I mean, yeah, when you talk about, you said earlier about the, you know, how for most of us we saw the these hostages that were released, and it brings back all these images of what people looked like in the camps at the liberation of Auschwitz. And it started me thinking, this is the same enemy, right? When I look at what's happening and Jew hatred around the world and how fast it's a brush fire that has just ignited. It's not surprising that CNN is bent on one way of reporting, the same with the BBC, the same with South Africa. South Africa has barely reported on this at all. I found one story on one website. Otherwise, it's a non-event. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, racism and Trump's executive order last Friday. Corey, I'm going to have to leave it. I would love to continue talking, but unfortunately, we need to get to the next guest, which is, but I look forward to speaking to you again, and thank you so much for your time. Be well. God bless. That's Corey Badash, who's the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel.